You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Alex Dunn and James Butler here, looking ahead, looking back, just talking about Adam Celeb.
Yeah.
If you're listening to InPlay Radio, stay listening. If you're listening to this in podcast form, get listening, basically.
That's fair enough advice, Alex.
Yeah. Right. We are recording this on Monday afternoon, the day after we saw the live show, the live trial, I should say, in I'm a Celebrity. Now, I've been in Berlin since Friday, but last night I got in, and being the sad act that I am, I caught up on two, and I've just seen another one now. So I'm up to date.
Yes.
Which is, on the one hand, commendable. On the other hand, is frighteningly
antisocial. Well, I've been doing exactly the same thing. I've been staying up all night to watch the Ashes test matches. I've been coming in to work for William Hill, and I've been fitting in I'm a Celebrity around the edges, but it's been pretty terrific so far, I think.
It has.
It's been a very good series.
George Toffolo is now the 4-6 market leader. 5-1 Jamie Lomas, 8-1 Amir Khan. Jenny McAlpine is 9s, 12-1 for Ian Lee. Stanley Johnson, 12s, 33s Dennis Wise. Rebecca Vardy also 33s, 40-1 for Shappi Kosandi, 50-1 Vanessa White. And Kezia Dugdale is 100-1. What we're going to do, quite simply, is go through them all, one by one, and we'll try and just come up with a one-liner on each of them, if that's okay.
Should we start at the rear?
Yes, as always. 100-1, Kezia Dugdale.
She's got no chance.
Okay.
Enough said. She's come in late. People coming in late, it's always tough for them. And I don't think she's shone at all. And she's an MP, and that always puts people on the back foot, doesn't it?
Yeah. Nice enough. She seems perfectly friendly, yeah. But she won't win. We've not seen enough of her. And even if we had, you'd be very surprised.
If she turned up at your garden fete in Glasgow or wherever and cut the ribbon for the to open it, yep, you'd be delighted to have her. But yep, I don't think she's on. She's going to win I'm a Celebrity.
50-1, Vanessa White, one of the Saturdays. I've got very quiet, bullshy enough when she needs to be, nice, but too quiet to win.
Possibly is too quiet to win, but sometimes they're slow burners. She to me, is the one of the outsiders for this, because if she suddenly does a couple of good shows, then she can start coming through the ranks. I think she's lovely to look at. I think she's a lovely person. She has been too quiet. A lot of it is in the edit. We haven't seen enough of her. We need to see more if she's going to stay in there.
50s is big.
It is.
I'm not saying she's going to win, but I'd probably have a 25s.
It's good on somebody that's not done anything wrong.
Mm. Shappi Kosandi is 40-1. She's been funny at times. She looked squeamish in the first episode. We've not seen any more of that. We may still see that, but that would probably only work to her detriment.
There's a hint of a bit of bolshiness around the edges, as far as I'm concerned as well. She is Vanessa, but I think I'd have swapped those two round in this market, to be honest. I think Shappi's behind Vanessa in my eyes. Okay. I think Shappi, I quite agree with you. She's a comedian. She's got a good sense of humour. But I don't think she's done anything really to actually excite people.
33-1 then, Rebecca Vardy. On my notes here, I've put resting bitch face. she always looks very peed off with somebody, but I quite like her. She's occasionally pretty funny.
I cannot stand her. I've just heard somebody in our offices say that she's Mrs. Botox. That Botox may wear off at some stage, and if it does, she's going to have big flappy cheeks and she'll be on her way out.
Dennis Wise is 33-1. I'm surprised he's that big, because he's not done that much wrong so far. He's been more likeable than I thought he'd be.
Yeah, I think so. And we had this kind of snappy little image of a footballer, a little bite your legs footballer. He has been really good, I think. He's been quite laid back, relaxed, always had a smile on his face, and he's contributed to whatever he's done. So I think Dennis Wise is one of these people at 33 who could come in shorter and will last the last few days of the show.
Okay. Stanley Johnson, 12-1. Now, I've got here one of two surprise packages, cluelessly endearing.
That's perfect. Cluelessly endearing. Because he is completely clueless. He has no idea who any of the rest of them are. I don't think he actually knows what the show is. He didn't know who Ant and Dec were when they arrived on the boat. But he's actually come across as a really nice guy. He hasn't done any physical challenges, because he's not going to do, because he's medically exempt from them all. Mm. But when he does do stuff, he speaks very well. And he will stay there towards the end. I like Stanley.
And he munched down a witchetty grub last night, didn't he? Yeah. So
if you can do that, you can stay.
Exactly. Also 12-1, Ian Lee, who ruffled a few feathers, but I think he was always going to do that given what he was tasked with doing.
Well, he's had this come in late and play the villain card dealt to him, hasn't he? And I think he played it quite well. He lived up to the task. He kind of gave it 100% and played that villain nicely. But I think he was quite clever as well, because in the Telegraph, he basically kind of, I don't want to be hated by people, and he played the heartstrings to us. And so I think he's played that quite well. And I think he's got a bit of intelligence, he's got quite a good personality, and he could last too.
I don't think he'll win, though.
I don't think he'll win, because no. I think that there are people that will last longer than him, which is part of the show, isn't it?
Yes.
But yeah, Ian Lee, I think, as a latecomer, has done very well.
9-1 Jenny McAlpine, who we were both pretty sweet on pre-tournament, I was going to say. It's not a tournament. Pre-show. She's quiet. She's very likeable. I still think she'll finish in the final four or five. But has she done enough to convince you that she'll win this?
People were expecting Fizz. And she is Fizz. Even Adam Deck call her Fizz. But what she is she's Fizz without the script. She hasn't got the characters of Coronation Street. She hasn't got the set behind her. She's having to live off being Jenny. And I think she's also tried to pull at the heartstrings too much. She's had a dead dad. She's had the kids that she's missing. She's been crying in the Telegraph. I think after a while, once as a one-off, that's endearing. When it's two or three times a week, it starts to get a little bit depressing. And I think she needs to actually do something lively and entertaining.
8-1 for Amir Khan, who is thick as mince, but he's also brilliantly squeamish and scared of most things.
He's perfect. He's I'm a Celebrity fodder, isn't he? Because he's the kind of tough guy that screams at snakes, and that's what people like to see. They like to see him tested. And to be fair to him, he screamed. He said, "I can't go in there." And then he's gone through the door and he's done it.
Apart he from doesn't that, like losing.
Apart from that first show. So I think Amir Khan, big brownie points to him. And I think he will last as well. Don't think he'll win. But I can see him making the final. But I don't think he'll win the show.
Jamie Lomas is 5-1 second favourite as we record this. I've got here, likeable, a hit with women. We'll see more of him because he's been in the... Well, he's only had, I think, one full meal so far as we record this.
We're going to see less of him then, aren't we?
Well, possibly. But we've barely seen any of his personality because he's been pretty miserable because he's been dealt a bit of a nasty hand so far.
And what he is, I mean, we spoke about this in the first podcast, was sometimes the people that do really well are the ones that you don't like when they go in there and then you actually like them when you see them as a real person. He plays the villain in Hollyoaks. He's not got a nice face. He's got the villain's kind of looks, hasn't he? He's kind of like dark and smouldering, and you can see him playing villains in films and stuff after this. But he has actually come across as a really nice guy. He cares about other people. He talks with other people. He's got a bit of a sense of humour, and you can see why he's second favourite.
4-6 Georgia Toffolo. Now, she has been a revelation as far as I'm concerned. I didn't think I'd like her. I thought she'd be in the... and this is pretty, not shallow on my part, but short-sighted. I thought she was in the Gemma Collins mould, if you like. She's been anything but, I think, I put on my notes, likeliest winner. That's before I'd seen the prices, because I've only just watched the previous episode. I didn't want anything to be given away in the prices. But 4-6 is very, very short.
She's coming in and in as
I was surprised she's quite that short, but she's got to be the likeliest winner at this stage.
I think so. I think if there's the vote now and it was against them all, she would probably win. She's like Jamie, isn't she? She's had that Made in Chelsea reality TV star. She must be shallow and you know, a bit of a bimbo. And she's not like that at all. She comes across very nicely. She's nice on the eye and she speaks nicely and she cares about people. She laughs a lot and she's very positive in that camp. She's a favourite early, though, isn't she? I mean, sometimes the early favourites last. Sometimes they do one bad thing, they have a row with somebody, and then all of a sudden they disappear down the line. I can't back somebody at this stage, and I'm a celebrity at 4-6.
I think she'll win, but I don't want to back it at 4-6. I really, really don't. I think come the final three or however many there are, I don't think she'll be much shorter than that, to be honest.
Yeah, you know, if I would avoid Georgia. I agree with you that she's going to be in probably the last three. I'd prefer to have a nibble on somebody like Ian Lee or Stanley Johnson at 12s, or even Vanessa out at 50s. I think they can... You've got more of a run for your money and a bigger prize to go for. They may not win it, but at least you'll have some entertainment.
Now, currently, there's no markets on first out. There will be very shortly, and I think you could probably guess Kezia Dugdale would be favourite for that, rightly so. And would probably be the tip. I know it's all subjected to price, and we don't know. And it may be that they always have immunity trials, don't they?
Yeah, I was going to say that. You sometimes get the curveball of somebody getting exemptions.
Yeah.
And it might be that you find that it's between Ian and Jenny or something like that, which is completely out of the blue, and somebody that's higher up in that betting goes. And that's why, in a way, you know, it's hard to actually back the outright at the moment, isn't it? Because we may lose one of the favourites early, but if it's just out of everybody that's in that jungle, Kezia's got to be the first to go.
We've also got King of the Jungle Markets, in which Jamie Lomas is probably a good favourite at 5-4, I would suggest. Although then you've got Stanley Johnson at 9-2 as a potential likely outsider. We've got Queen of the Jungle betting as well. And a top three finish, which may be the way to go if you are looking for that bit more value. Toff is 10s on. Jamie Lomas, 5-4 to finish in the top three. Looks good to me. Jenny McAlpine, 11-8. Amir Khan, 6-4. Stanley Johnson at 2s, again, is okay. 5-2 Ian Lee and bigger prices, the rest of them. The one that I'm really surprised at how big price he is Dennis Wise, because he's been better than I thought he'd be.
He's done nothing wrong.
He's quiet enough, but I wouldn't be surprised at all to see him do a few trials when they get to choose who does them. And maybe just progress that bit further.
I don't think he'll balk at the trials either. He won't do an Amir Khan and cry into his hands. He will get involved. He's still a fairly fit bloke, and I think he'll throw himself into it. So I think Dennis Wise, the only way is up for him in terms of that market.
Okay. Who's going to win?
Stanley.
12-1. Okay.
You've said yours, haven't you, Georgie?
I just think she will.
Yeah.
A 4-6 is not the most appealing price. I'd maybe hang fire and back her in a bit, but
I just think, like I said with Dennis Wise, the only way he's up in that market the only way for Georgia is down in that market.
Yeah, true, true.
Maybe
they get more value, but I think at the end of the day she does win it. So there you go, anyway. We'll be back probably this time next week.
Yeah, okay.
With more I'm a Celeb thoughts, get in touch on Twitter at Will Hill in Play. If you've got any fancies, let us know.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.